There's a special place in your heart for flags. U.S. Flag Service provides flags that are a reflection of our heritage. Whether it's a current 50-star flag of these United States with a pole to attach to your home, or a popular foreign or ancestral flag, we've got it for you. We have flags for just about all holidays and special occasions, too. Not to mention special interests, such as golf flags, auto racing flags, and Jolly Roger pirate flags. You can find U.S. Flag Service on Frederick.com or call 1-800-USA-FLAG. 1-800-USA-FLAG. That's U.S. Flag Service on Frederick.com.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Kent, how are you?
I'm fine.
Do you know where you are?
I'm on AreaRadio.com, where we have people, music, and events live. Proud sponsor of Frederick.com.
That's right. And this is the Kent Courtney Show.
No wonder I'm here.
That's right. If you weren't here, we wouldn't have the Kent Courtney Show. We'd have the Bunch of Nobodies Show.
The Great Vacuum.
That's right. The Abyss.
If a tree fell in the forest, would anybody hear it?
Who cares? Well, there'd be a lot of people that would care if a tree fell in the forest.
Especially the rabbit that was underneath it.
That's supper, man. Get a brace of conies, man.
Yeah, that's not roadkill. That'd be what, tree kill?
Tree kill.
Tree kill.
Yeah.
It would be the tree's fault.
That's right.
That'd be bad karma for the tree.
That's right.
What would happen when a tree is, you know, reborn and reincarnated in another life? What would happen to that tree?
It would come back as a stink bug.
But wouldn't that be going up the chain of command, you know, going from a...
Not really. Everybody loves trees. Not too many people like stink bugs.
So you mean maybe we're all moving toward a true enlightenment is to become a tree?
Yeah.
I can kind of get into that. It almost makes sense. In fact, did you know we started off this country, one of our flags of revolution was the pine tree flag?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do know that. Yeah.
That's a cool flag. I like that. It's kind of like a green flag, only different.
Yeah. Sing a song for us.
Whoa, a kiss is sweeter than wine. Whoa, a kiss is sweeter than wine. When I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking over what I had missed. I got me a girl and I kissed her and then, oh Lord, I kissed her again. Oh, a kiss is sweeter than wine. Oh, a kiss is sweeter than wine. I asked her to marry and be my sweet wife, and we would be so happy all of our life. I begged and I pleaded like a natural man and then, oh Lord, gave me her hand. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. I worked mighty hard and so did my wife. I working hand in hand to make a good life. With corn in the field and wheat in the bin. And then, oh Lord, I was a father of twins. Kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Our children numbered just about four, and they all had sweethearts knocking on the door. They all got married and they didn't wait. I was, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Kisses sweeter than wine. Now we are old and ready to go. We get to thinking about what happened a long time ago. We had lots of kids and trouble and pain, but oh Lord, we'd do it again. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
Speaking of kisses sweeter than wine, did you know that my beautiful wife, Cherie, and I just celebrated our 14th wedding anniversary a couple days ago?
And you did that by having a dog.
We bought a puppy, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And it was delicious, right?
No, we didn't have takeout.
Tell me about that dog.
Well, her name is Zoe.
Zoe?
Yeah.
How do you spell Zoe?
Z-O-I-I.
Now, why do you have it spelled Z-O-I-I?
Because everybody spells it Z-O-E.
I thought that was Zoe.
No, that's Zoe, too. But it's sort of
it's
like
the Russian version of, you know, Zoe, a needle pulling thread.
Do not make fun of Muscovite. That is not very good.
Is it true you're going to be Muscovite in the fair?
That's true. I'm going to be Muscovite Sea Captain.
Muscovite Sea Captain. That's now, right. Moscow, is it on the sea?
Niet.
Now, how can you be a Muscovite Sea Captain if Moscow is not on the sea?
For no you, back in the time that we're portraying, there was no Russia. It was Muscovy.
Muscovy.
That's right. The entire country was Muscovy.
And so what was down in the Donbass during that time?
Siberia?
I thought Khrushchev was from Donbass.
No, what we're going to be doing is Ivan. Ivan the Awesome.
Ivan, I thought he was terrible at being
no,
awesome.
No, that is a misconception. For no, you did. The English translation is not too good. So what they think is terrible is awesome.
Is awesome. He's,
that's right.
So Ivan.
Ivan the Fourth.
Now, isn't that something when we're underwater, I was with Submarine Squadron 15, and we get something that we hear in the headphones, we call that. We have an Ivan at 043 degrees.
Actually, it's pronounced Ivan, not Ivan.
No, I remember the captain would say Ivan. Or an Ivan at 043.
Or you might have an Ivan at 043, but it is Ivan.
Well, I think American submarines are better than Russian submarines.
I want to play a song. Let's play. Play.
Play.
Yes.
We were listening to a lot of Dean Martin, so we're going to go from Russia to Italy.
Bellissima.
Sul mare lucido, l'astro d'argento, placida e l'onda. Prospera vento sul mare lucida, l'astro d'argento, placida l'onda, prospera vento. Venite l'aguile, barchetta mia, Santa Lucia, Santa Lucia. Venite l'aguile, barchetta mia, Santa Lucia, Santa Lucia.
You know, why is it all the songs sound great? Like, you know, like the religious songs, you know, sound great when it's sung in Italian. You have Ave Maria.
That's in Latin. Well, that's old Italian.
Yeah, old Italian. So, you know, but still, it's like, that's fantastic. It's great.
It's great. Hey, you know, you got to wonder, too, you know, this is the second pope in a row that has not been from Italy. Is this trend going to continue or what?
I bet you the Medicis are turning in their grave.
What do the Medicis have to do with it?
They were one of the most powerful popes back in the day.
Medicis? No, they weren't popes.
Sure.
Oh, no, they were merchants.
No. Cosimo de' Medici, his cousin.
It was Cosimo Matassa. You know, Cosimo Matassa was one of the first ones to record rock and roll music back in the late 1940s in New Orleans. He did amazing. In fact, all through the 1950s, he did people like Little Richard and stuff like that.
Little Richard?
Yeah.
He was never the Pope.
That's what I'm trying to say. Arrivederci Roma, goodbye, goodbye to Rome. City of a million moonlit faces, city of a million warm embraces, where I found the one of all the faces, far from home. Arrivederci Roma, It's time for us to part. Save the wedding bells for my returning. Keep my lover's arms outstretched and yearning. Please be sure the flame of love keeps burning in her heart.
Makes me want to go to Italy now, man.
Hey, man, I want to go to Italy. I definitely want to go to Italy. It's
absolutely
one of those places everybody's got to go.
Oh, at least once or twice in their life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we are AreaRadio.com, which is people, music, events, live, proud sponsors of Frederick.com in Italy.
And Italy. And Italy. Hey, well, we're going to Italy.
I'm sure we can find a little Italy somewhere in the town of Frederick, right?
We can find one in Baltimore.
Yeah.
There's a little Italy. In fact, I think it's great restaurants in Little Italy. It's right near Inner Harbor in Baltimore.
Oh, great.
Oh, man, love eating down there.
Speaking of Inner Harbor, they have trains at Inner Harbor, don't they?
They do. In fact, down a little bit farther away from, it's still part of the harbor section, but they used to have trains all over that area that were mostly freight, industrial trackage. In fact, up until, until really the 20th century, that they stopped using horse teams to, you know, put some of those boxcars in those sidings because the curves were so incredibly tight. And then the Baltimore and Ohio invented a particular kind of tiny steam locomotive, which they called the Docksider.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a saddle tank steam locomotive, only had four wheels on it. And
wow.
They're all connected to the piston. And so it had a lot of power for its small size. And then, you know, it's a saddle tank, so you got all of the waters on top of the boiler.
Wow.
Adding even more weight to the wheels to, one, keep it on the track as it goes around the curve, but also to push the cars in and out of those tight industrial sidings.
Fantastic.
And that was all around the harbor area of Baltimore.
People need to get on the train.
Oh, man, not just freight, but passengers, too. It's so much fun to ride the train. And there's so many benefits, you know, to riding a train. You know, lots of good health reasons for all of us. You're not going to have nearly as much pollution coming out of train as you would out of, you know, the couple hundred cars that it replaces.
Yep, it definitely improves public safety and air quality.
Oh, a lot of safety.
Yeah.
Do you know one of the safest modes of transportation in the world, bar none, is the railroad?
Absolutely.
You know, it's safer than per mile. It's safer than the passenger aircraft. It's certainly a lot safer than cars. That's not saying much since we kill about 50,000 people a year on the highway.
Yeah.
And you are so safe when you're in a railroad car.
It also helps mitigate the negative impacts of short and prolonged energy supply disruptions and energy price increases.
Because you can power a train from a centralized distribution system, wherever you generate the power, you can send it out over electric lines like they do in the Northeast Corridor, and move those trains, you know, through electrically. And, you know, whatever you use, you know, to generate that power at its source can be different than what's used for automobiles. And they do it in, you know, places like Chicago, San Francisco, any place where you have an electrified railway. The BART in San Francisco is a really good example of that electric, you know, mode of transportation.
Yeah.
Again, the key is you generate the electricity in a central place. That means you can have hydroelectric power, you can have solar power, nuclear power, coal power, whatever the most efficient way of generating that power is, you can generate it that way, then send it out over the electrical lines. And like San Diego has streetcars downtown, it run right off the overhead wire.
You bet. And not only that, trains can go a lot faster than cars can legally.
Oh, man. Well, look at the Shinkansen in Tokyo. You know, you've got this incredibly fast train. It's, you know, running on a regular basis in the neighborhood of 200 kilometers per hour.
Yeah.
You know, and the same thing with the train à très grande vitesse in...
bless you.
In Paris and going out to Lyon, the TGV, as Americans tend to call it. Incredibly fast transportation, again, in a 200-kilometer-an-hour ballpark. The Germans are doing that, too, at very high-speed trains, and we're even putting that into the San Diego corridor, the San Diego-LA corridor.
Do you have another song for us?
Yeah.
We'll start playing Guitar Boy.
Guitar Boy. That's my new moniker. That's it. Guitar Boy.
Oh, Guitar Boy. Come here. I have a little tip for you in your bucket.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Far away, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Away, we're bound away across the wide Missouri. Missouri, she's a mighty river. Far away, you rolling river. The Pawnee camp along the border. Away, we're bound away across the wide Missouri. My heart is loves the Pawnee maiden. Far away, you rolling river. With treasure, my canoe is laden. Away, we're bound away across the wide Missouri. Shenandoah gave an awful holler. Far away, you rolling river. He turned away all my offers. Away, we're bound away across the wide Missouri. Along there came a Yankee skipper. Far away, you rolling river. He winked at her and tipped his flipper. Away, we're bound away across the wide Missouri. He sold the chief some fire water. Far away, you rolling river. He got him drunk and stole his daughter. Away, we're bound away across the wide Missouri. Fare you well. I'm bound to leave you far away, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I'll not deceive you. Away, we're bound away across the wide Missouri.
That was great.
Oh, thank you very much, lad.
You know, I have a delayed segue. Are you ready for this?
Because
we did the Italian songs and everything, and we are AreaRadio.com, which is people, music, events, live, and proud sponsors of Frederick.com. And speaking of Frederick.com, and speaking of Italian, how about Mama Lucia?
Oh, Mama Lucia's. Oh,
that's
man.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of our good sponsors is Mama Lucia's. And, you know, they have a delicious pizza called the White Pizza.
Ooh.
And, oh, man, you got to taste this stuff. It's got no tomato sauce on it. And they say this is like the pizza that was made in Avignon. You know, the people in Avignon, France, claim to have invented the pizza. It's a flat bread kind of thing with, you know, cheese and, you know, oregano and marjoram and stuff like that on it. And so when they invented that kind of pizza, it spread around, and it wasn't until it got into America that they actually started to put red sauce on it.
Yeah.
You're going to love the Frederick, Maryland location of Mama Lucia on 1700 Kingfisher Drive.
For nearly 20 years, Mama Lucia has used only the finest ingredients, resulting in the best down-home Italian cooking you can find. From pizza to pasta, let Mama do the cooking for you. In addition to outstanding food, Mama Lucia offers friendly, efficient service. If you can't join us, you can take Mama home with you and be a hero for the night. That's Mama Lucia on Frederick.com. Century 21 Premium Realty is in Frederick, Maryland at the Eastgate Center on East Patrick Street. Century 21 Premium Realty has many years of experience working side by side with buyers and sellers. Century 21 Premium Realty has a broad knowledge of the real estate market. Determining your home's fair market value is one of the most important decisions you'll make during the real estate process. Century 21 Premium Realty has a team that is dependable, resourceful, and will go above and beyond the sale. Your realtors for life. Century 21 Premium Realty. That's keywords, premium realty on Frederick.com. Chef's Outlet in historic downtown Frederick, Maryland is your source for professional supplies for your parties, church events, corporate functions, and sensible home food preparation. You can save money by cooking in quantity and still get that delicious taste you can only find when dining out. Chef Dave can show you how. You'll love having the Chef's Outlet advantage. Chef's Outlet is at 321 East 5th Street behind Food Pro. And you can find Chef's Outlet on Frederick.com. That's keywords, Chef's Outlet on Frederick.com.
Hey, wasn't that a great block of informational sponsors?
Well, you know, the great thing about Frederick.com and AreaRadio.com is that we're part of a content distribution network. And we are really a lot of businesses and a lot of people that come together to tell our stories. You have a lot of businesses like Chef's Outlet, Mama Lucia's, that are great businesses, and they want to say a little bit more about themselves, and so they do it on the internet. On Area Radio, you can do it by audio. Area Cable, we do it with video. And with the dynamic web pages that we have, you can read about the facts. And even with the mobile content with your Trio, you can take your Trio, put your stylus right on the phone number on our mobile content portion of the dynamic web page, and the stylus is going to automatically dial the phone number for you. So we are mobile ready right now. We're multimedia content.
Great. You were a sailor, right?
Yes, I was. 4 years in the United States Navy.
Now, I have a question for you, just real quick, and then we'll go into a song. Where they cook it, it's called the galley, right? Where
it's
they
galley.
Cook the food,
right?
Right.
So it's always a mess.
Down in the galley below.
I like that. Is a song there?
Yeah, I think so. But I think
there
you have a better
the
song.
Cruise mess where we have to go.
But I think you have a song about the son of a son of a sailor.
Yeah, my grandfather was a sailor also.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Yeah, he was in the Federal Navy too. As a son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure. Expanding the view of the captain and crew like a man just released from indenture. As a dreamer of dreams and a traveling man, I've chalked up many a mile. Read dozens of books about heroes and crooks, and I learned much from both of their styles. Son of a son, son of a son of a sailor. Son of a gun, load the last ton, one step ahead of the jailer. Now away in the near future, southeast of disorder, you can shake the hand of Mango Man as he greets you at the border. And the lady, she hails from Trinidad, island of the spices. Salt for your meat, cinnamon sweet, and the rum is for all your good vices. Haul the sheet in as we ride on the wind that our forefathers harnessed before us. Hear the bells ring as the tide ringing sings. It's a son of a chorus. Where it all ends, I can't fathom, my friends. If I knew, I might toss out my anchor. So I'll cruise along, always searching for songs. Not a lawyer, a thief, or a banker. But a son of a son, son of a son,
son of a sailor, son of a gun, load the last ton, one step ahead of the jailer. Son of a son, son of a son of a sailor. The sea's in my veins, my tradition remains. I'm just glad I don't live in a trailer no more.
All right.
I used to live in a trailer on Guam in the Marianas. So I did. I spent some time in a trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on the Philippine Sea. In fact, it was walking distance to the Invasion Beach, where the United States Marines landed in 1944 on the island of Guam and the Marianas. And it was incredible to contemplate sitting on that beach and just watching thousands of Marines, you know, just pouring ashore, and what that would have been like in 1944 as they recaptured Guam from the Japanese.
So you said the Marianas. Is that where the Marianas Trench is?
Exactly. In fact, Mount Lamlam is 1,600 feet above seawater on Guam. And right at the foot of Mount Lamlam, about 30,000 some odd feet below, is the Marianas Trench, making Mount Lamlam on Guam the greatest local relief on the planet Earth, surpassing that even of the Himalayas.
Wow. Sure. You know, my son, Bryce, my youngest son, he has a theory.
He does?
Yes, he has a theory. There's a Megalodon crotchlodon. It's like a prehistoric shark, right, that they say is extinct. I don't know why, but he believes that there's still some in existence. And when he was younger, he wanted to be a marine biologist. Now he wants to be a herpetologist. He's still an ologist, but, you know. Yeah. But he would, you know, come up with these theories on about taking, you know, down through the Marianas Trenches. I mean, the studying kid would do. I mean, he was like 7, 8 years old doing a, you know, like college-level studying. And he still thinks that there's, you know, the crotchlodon, megalodon, or whatever, the prehistoric shark, that it's like makes a great white look like a guppy.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. So. And it comes out of the Marianas Trench and swallows Russian trawlers.
They thought it was a kraken. Here it was a crotchlodon megalodon.
Crotchlodon megalodon.
So do you have another song for us there, buddy?
All right. Well, what do you say we get a little bit land-based?
Couldn't drag me away.
horses couldn't drag me away. I know I've dreamed you the sin and the lie. I have my freedom, but I don't have much time. Faith has been broken, tears must be cried. Let's do some living after we die. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. Wild, wild horses will ride them someday.
Speaking of wild horses, I think that I heard a horse and cart pull up. Frau Blücher. Oh.
Well, Frau Blücher, welcome back.
Well, hello, Zephyrina.
Oh, hello. Hi. Hello.
Hello, hi.
The medium.
Hello again.
The medium.
Yes, medium slow.
I like my medium rare.
Oh, yes, that's a good way to go. I have found some words of wisdom from Yogi T. Do you know Yogi T?
Yes, I know Yogi T.
You know, I don't have to go out herb collecting anymore because everything's there, all this medicinal tea.
Especially the red bush.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Oh, I like red bush.
My favorite.
Especially with a picnic basket. Yogi and picnic baskets go together.
Very much. And watch out for boo-boo. If you
that's
have
right.
boo-boo, you can drink like the throat comfort or the breathe uh-huh. deep. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Tease.
You go, Swami, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swami. What does the Swami have to say today?
I see that this is going to have some wisdom. Oh, I have some words from their tea bags.
Tea bags.
From the tea bags.
The R bags.
They are.
The R bags.
S.
S bags.
Why?
Tea bags.
Z bags.
Z bags.
Oh.
And Z bags.
Oh. Oh.
Do you have Z bags?
Z bags.
B.
Baby bags.
B bags.
Yeah, this is one that like you have to have a split personality to understand.
Oh, so you yes. you really understand
I understand this.
This
one, yes. It says
can you have like 3, 4, 5 splits?
Yes, but this one oh, listen.
And if
how,
you're bananas and you're crazy, you have banana splits, right?
That's very much.
Yeah, but a 7-10 split's the hardest one to pick up.
And there's lots of you put nuts on.
Just go to
nuts.
The left.
Do you want to hear?
Go to the left.
Keep turning. Because the right's
left.
Always
which way
evil.
Is that? It's left. Wait. You're confusing me. I have one. It says, recognize that the other person is you.
I know that already.
You knew that.
I know.
Do you know her, him?
No, it's actually all in your mind.
Oh, yes.
See, it's all an illusion.
The voices.
So if you're me and I'm you, then does that mean we're both each other?
All right.
Or are we just all one to begin with?
Yes.
It's a rare one.
Well, it's all about mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
That's it.
That's
right.
You've got the essence. You've got it.
That's right.
The matter. Because matter is all energy. Einstein proved that. Equals MC squared, right?
Very much so.
So it doesn't matter. It's not matter. It's energy.
All right.
It's a theory of relatives.
I'm confused.
Because remember, you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your relatives.
Is this Yogi T or Relativity?
Oh, that is very good. Can I write that somewhere on my palm? When I read it, I'll read it.
You'll be a palm reader.
Yes.
Where'd you get all those numbers on your palm?
I was cheating.
No, you were cheating. No.
Yes.
It's a test.
I have one.
You had a psychological test and you thought you could cheat.
I missed because my other voices
were
saying,
it was a color
saying,
test,
no, you
though.
Can't do it.
You can't do it.
It was the color test.
Yes, it's a color test.
I'm an endangered species, you know. I'm orange.
You're orange.
Yes, I'm orange.
Aren't you glad?
Excuse me, I don't mean this.
Excuse
bang
me,
into
but you.
You
see, back in old Napoli.
That's it.
It's a tea.
Napoli, yes. This one, now this is what I've got to remember. To be calm is the highest achievement of the self.
To be calm. That's not possible.
I don't think I'm going to achieve myself.
You don't think you'll be calm?
No. And the last one, which I don't understand. Love what is ahead by loving what has come before. Love the past.
Love ahead.
Love what's ahead by loving what the past. I do not loving understand that.
It's when you're driving and you're on the beltway, and you've got past one crunch up in the traffic, and it's all some big slowdown.
Or,
and then you love the next one that comes along too, because you've already been through it.
That could be. Or if you have ever had green peppers.
Green peppers.
You know it's coming, right?
It's going to be passed.
You liked it going down, and it's coming good coming up again. And you hope it's going to be passed real soon. You love it again. It's a double taste.
Same way with radishes.
Yes.
You want them to pass fast.
And cucumbers.
I think I have my horses calling me.
Your horse is calling me. Let's do another horse story then.
Another horse story?
Listen, children, to a story that was written long ago about a kingdom on the mountain and the valley folk below. On the mountain was a treasure buried deep beneath a stone, and the valley people swore they'd have it for their very own.
Go ahead and aid your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend, do it in the name of heaven, you can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing on the judgment day. On the bloody morning after, one tin soldier rides away. So the people of the valley sent a message up the hill, asking for the buried treasure. Tons of gold for which had killed. Came an answer from the kingdom, with our brothers we will share all the secrets of our mountain, all the riches buried there. Go ahead and aid your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend, do it in the name of heaven, you can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpet blowing on the judgment day. On the bloody morning after, one tin soldier rides away. Now the valley cried with anger, mount your horses, draw your sword. And they killed the mountain people, so they won their just reward. Now they stood beside the treasure on the mountain, dark and red. Turned the stone and looked beneath it. Peace on earth was all it said. Go ahead and aid your neighbor, go ahead and cheat a friend, do it in the name of heaven, you can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpet blowing come the judgment day. On the bloody morning after, one tin soldier rides away.
Well, you know, I don't think there's any better way to end the show than with that particular song.
Whoa! Are we at the end of the show?
No more show. Sorry. We are AeriaRadio.com, which is people, music, events, and, of course, live, proud sponsors of Frederick.com.
You mean we already had our break and everything?
Yeah!
Man, Glorioski Zero.
Sorry, dude.
Well, that's okay. Keep looking for our podcasts. In fact, you know, you can be our street team. Tell everybody about what we're doing. Pass the word about this. The easiest way to get to us is simply http://kentcourtney.podomatic.com. So it's easy to tell people what we do. You know, we've been doing two podcasts a week, and so there's lots of opportunity to download stuff, lots of fun, lots of good music, lots of talk, and lots of arearadio.com. People, music, and events live, proud sponsor of frederick.com, howardcounty.com, montgomerycountymd.com, carrollcountyguide.com, washingtoncounty.com, washingtondcguide.com, Fairfax VA. County VA.com, and loudoncounty.com. And it just goes on and on and on. We're a big network. So please, please tell us. Tell us about what you think of us at kent@arearadio.com. kent@arearadio.com. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Oye, amigos, at Los Trios Restaurant in Frederick, Maryland, every day is a fiesta. Los Trios Restaurant on West Patrick Street serves Tex-Mex and Salvadorian food for your familia. At Los Trios Restaurant, lunches start at $5.99. For dinner at Los Trios Restaurant, you can try the Salvadorian specials like the steak ranchero or the plantanos, fried plantains to make your mouth water, or real tacos the way they're supposed to be made. The sopa de mariscos is a visual delight with fish, shrimp, crab, mussels, and scallops. We also have a kids' menu at Los Trios Restaurant. That's Los Trios Restaurant. Keywords, Los Trios on Frederick.com. The Owl Nest in Frederick, Maryland has gifts, products, and services for the body, mind, and spirit. The Owl Nest on Buckystown Pike features aromatherapy, oils, and products, fine art, and artwork crafted by local artisans, as well as jewelry, earth-friendly apparel, books, candles, crystals, gemstones, classes, and more. The Owl Nest, a unique gift shop. The Owl Nest. Keywords, Owl Nest on Frederick.com. Bill's Auto Body in Thurmont, Maryland gives you the personalized care that dealerships want. With a 5,000 square foot facility, Bill's Auto Body provides the best in auto repairs with timely and outstanding service. Bill's Auto Body guarantees precision workmanship resulting in continued long-lasting satisfaction and professional results for their customers. Serving the area for over 20 years, Bill's Auto Body has been and always will be a friend of the community. That's keywords, Bill's Auto Body on Frederick.com.